Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Rumble Strip. I'm Mike Knapp, and I'm happy to be back from my vacation, sabbatical, whatever you want to call it. But you know, it's been a while since my intro from IndyCar Driver. Oh, let's start over again. Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Rumble Strip. I'm Mike Knapp, and I'm happy to be back from my vacation, sabbatical, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's been a while since my intro is from IndyCar driver Alex Palou and not IndyCar champion Alex Palou. We'll have to go to work on that. Anyway, I decided to try a new format, and I hope you like it. I'm going to take one racing topic, usually from IndyCar, but you never know, and talk about just that one topic for a few minutes. I'll do it a couple times a week or when big news breaks, and hopefully it will shorten up the long off season for all of us. Also, I plan to continue blogging. You can find my blog at 15daysinmay.blogspot.com. My most recent entry talks about Drive to Survive in IndyCar. That's a big topic, and I think I'm going to cover that here in my next segment. And but just how it's more than just Drive to Survive to grow IndyCar. It's only a part of the puzzle, and we can't lose sight on that. But so anyway, my inaugural topic today is the announcement that Indy Lights champion Kyle Kirkwood will be driving the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Machine in 2022. That contract is a one-year deal with sponsorship to be announced. Like many of you, I'm sure this was a bit of a surprising move, considering Kirkwood was long considered an heir to one of the cars at Andretti Autosport, especially with a couple seats opening up on the team with the departures of Ryan Hunter-Reay and James Hinchcliffe. Those seats were filled by Romain Grosjean, who I think is a great addition to the team and immediately becomes a championship contender, and Devlin DeFrancesco, who takes over Hinch's ride after 2 years in an Andretti seat in Indy Pro 2000 and Indy Lights. The number 29 will run under the Andretti Steinbrenner Autosport banner, which they've had a partnership with DeFrancesco the last couple of years, so only makes sense to continue that. That's not to say the news really caught me, didn't really catch me off guard, because in my mind, Kirkwood brings one of the best resumes to IndyCar that we have seen in a long while. In the last 4 seasons in which he has driven, Kirkwood has won championships in USF4, F3 Americas, USF 2000, Indy Pro 2000, and Indy Lights. So in his junior formula career, he's run a total of 111 races, and he's won 57 of those. He's sat on pole 29 times and has 69 total podium finishes. Now, I've watched Kyle race since his F4 days, and even then, he was not just winning races, he's been dominating them. So, you know, this guy is just. He's part of the next generation, and it's good to finally see him get to IndyCar. But feelings seem pretty mixed about this. While many are happy that Kirkwood has found a ride, a lot of people wonder if Foyt was the best option, especially given the fact that there are reports he had an offer to drive 10 races for McLaren next year. I mean, I can see that, but let's look at it for a second. While racing under the McLaren banner and working with Marcus Ericsson and Pato O'Ward would be beneficial, you have to keep in mind of the 7 races he'd be sitting out. I doubt they would have him run the ovals, with the exception of the Indy 500, because that's usually what happens with drivers who are on part-time schedules, and you have to wonder what the other three are. It's hard to speculate, but at this point in his career, it's all about getting the reps. He's a racer who wants to race, and sitting out close to half of the schedule probably doesn't appeal to him. He wants to run all 17 races. He wants to go through a season where he visits every track in an IndyCar, and no one can really blame him for that. Also, the thing with Foyt is that he'll be the number one driver, and that matters. Even if the crew talent that Larry Foyt finds is equal to the third team talent at McLaren, he's better off because, first of all, he's the face of the team and will get most of the attention. You have to wonder if McLaren would bend over backwards to make something happen to him because he'd be their number three driver. But, you know, with Foyt, he knows that everything is going to be set up exactly for him. And as I said, that matters. Because I don't think running for Foyt hurts him in the long run because pretty much every driver on the grid had to start somewhere. And it's not really about where he runs, it's how he runs. A 16th place finish in the standings, like the 14 car had last year, won't drop his stock at all. The entire paddock knows how good this guy is. So unless he shows total incompetence, which I don't see happening, he will still have the experience of a full season under his belt and can move to a better team in 2023. And you have to also look at the contract statuses of drivers on some of those bigger teams. Some guys, their contracts may be running out next year. Other guys may be deciding, some of the older drivers may be deciding that it's time to walk away. So, you have to keep that in consideration when you think about the decision he made. But in the end, Kirkwood's just betting on himself. And having met and spoken to him several times, he's one of those guys that has the confidence level to do that. Expectations, of course, are going to be really high for him, but don't be surprised if he not only meets them but exceeds them. Foyt got themselves a good one, and what's even more exciting is that he adds to an already stacked list of rookie drivers, and then he is one of nine drivers in the series who is under 25. They represent the next generation of IndyCar, and I think they will be the group of drivers that will help grow the sport. That's it for me, race fans. I hope you enjoyed this new and hopefully improved version of the Rumble Strip, and I'll see you at the track.